The Reissue King interview bombed us today on the checkout, dropped in WBGO Studios, and always has new captivating releases that we're not so privy to. In fact, the world is not privy to, because that's what he does for a living. He crate digs. He finds the gems that have never been released by the legends. And this time, the subject of focus is the one and only Grant Green, who was sort of overlooked during his living days. But now we are having a growing appreciation of his music, especially as it comes to our focus in contemporary music, in funk, in hip hop, by ways of so many artists that we love today. Zev Feldman from Resonance Records, thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be here, Simon. Thanks for having me on such short notice.
Please, what do you have for us?
Well, we're very excited. At Resonance Records, we are celebrating the genius of guitar legend Grant Green with not one, but two albums, which are first going to come out on April 21st for Record Store Day, the annual Record Store Day event, where we provide hand-numbered limited editions on LP. Last summer of 2017, I've been working with the French government with a division of theirs called INA. They oversee the radio and television archives. And we have been looking at Resonance Records into their archives, trying to find American jazz artists who were traveling to Europe and to France in this period. And I had seen this YouTube video with bassist Larry Ridley, Don LeMond on drums, and of course the legendary Grant Green. And I was intrigued, what else might there be? And we went into their archives and we pulled out not just the audio footage for that performance with the trio, but we found two complete sets of music from the 1970 Antibes Jazz Festival. I mean, this is such a legendary event. Some of the biggest names in jazz, from Miles, Mingus, everyone's recorded and played at Antibes. And we found this music that had never been issued before. And so there was really, I felt, an obligation to present this. But at the same time, something very interesting happened to me. I was visiting one of my heroes in the music, one of my mentors, the great Michael Cascuna, known very well for Mosaic Records and Blue Note Records. I'm in his office, and he says, Zev, you know, I brought something for you. I want you to check this out. I had gotten received this audition CD a number of years back, and it was another recording of Grant Green, recorded in 1975 at a club called Oil Can Harry's, which was located at the time in Vancouver, Canada. And these two projects came together, and they represent the earliest official live recordings and the latest official live recordings in Grant Green's entire discography. And when I realized we had this music, you know, Simon, I could have spaced this music out. We could have made two releases of this to come out a year apart from each other if we wanted. But I thought that this was really our calling card to make this an event, to really build something. And we are putting both of these projects out at the same time. Overall, this represents five LPs worth of previously unissued Grant Green music. It's also the first newly discovered music to come out from Mr. Green in over 10 years.
Let's get to the music and hear what you're talking about, beginning with Grant Green at Antibes Jazz Festival in 1970. We'll go with Upshot first. Thank you. Zev Feldman, the chairman, programmer, chief curator of Resonance Records, joins us here on the Checkout. Are you a chairman of a label?
I'm the, technically executive vice president, general manager, but folks call me the jazz detective, the Indiana Jones of jazz. You know what? I'm just loving what I'm doing over here, man. You can call me whatever you want.
And we're celebrating Grant Green on International Record Day on April 21st, celebrating the legendary Grant Green. You mentioned that this came at a pivotal period of Grant Green's career and his development. What's happening to him right now?
Well, in 1969, let's say, just back it up a moment. Before then, Grant Green had really played. He was has a lot of different shades and styles to his playing. Straight-ahead jazz with quartets with Sonny Clark, an organ trio, and other recordings featuring, for instance, Larry Young and Elvin Jones. He made a Latin jazz album. He made a gospel record. He played the blues. And in 1969, he gets on the off-ramp and starts going in a totally different direction in his career, going on the, as I say, the expressway of funk and R&B music. And it's a new direction for him. And by the time 1975 rolls down, he is in a totally different place, going further into the music, covering the likes of Stevie Wonder and the Ohio Players. And as he says in his interview, we were very lucky, we have his own words for an interview that was done with Gary Barclay, who is one of the gentlemen that put on the concert. He talks about trying to find that new direction and wanting to connect, like a lot of artists do, with a larger audience. And Grant Green was a survivor. This was a guy who had cleaned up his life and his health, and he was dedicated his work to his artistry. And he was trying to change and evolve, and it's just so respectful and amazing what he was doing with his music. And these are the earliest and the latest official live recordings in his entire discography.
Speaking of the Ohio Players, he covers the Ohio Players, one of their songs from 1974, rendered a year later from 1975, which is when this recording from Resonance was released, Slick, live at Oil Can Harry's. We'll start off, though, with a little bit of Stanley Clark's Vulcan Princess. It's a medley, a long performance by Grant Green, and we'll get a taste. Also should mention on these two releases, Grant Green, Funk in France, and Grant Green, Slick, both on Resonance. You got Kareem Riggins' father?
Yes, man, on Slick live at Oil Can Harry's, the great Emmanuel Riggins is on the recording.
I mean, I'm personally a huge fan of Kareem Riggins' new music. If you haven't checked out his beats, if you haven't checked out the brand new release with him, with Common and Robert Glasper and Samora Pinder Hughes, who was recently on this show, a band called August Green. Kareem Riggins, man, he's absolutely coming from jazz legacy right here.
And what's so interesting about Kareem's pop, Emmanuel Riggins, he was really pioneering some stuff and was a very instrumental part of Grant Green's later sound. When you listen to him playing keyboards with Grant, There will be times that you hear them lock like two classic horn players. And you may even say, is there a second guitarist on there? No, that's Emmanuel Riggins really elevating the music and stylistically enhancing. They were just so intertwined. It's very important music. And we were also very lucky for the Slick package. DJ Gary Barclay, who for CHQ FM in Canada, which was on the air at that time, it's no longer around, he had these tapes, Gary. He did interviews with Grant and Emmanuel Riggins, and we transcribed them for the package. And when we were listening to these tapes, it was amazing the warmth that you hear in both of these guys. That, you know, Grant was just talking about all this stuff openly, and he didn't have a record label at the time. You know, he didn't have Blue Note in his corner at that time, and he was searching as far as being an artist and trying to find the fans. But you hear what he was doing. He was going for his third act. It was quite an amazing third act of his career, and this music demonstrates that and where he was going. So it's really exciting to play a part in his discography and his legacy.
And you have these interviews on tape?
Yeah, we have them on tape, and we've transcribed them inside the booklet. So,
well, can you give us a piece of this tape to put in the show?
Absolutely.
Well, tell us, set up a piece of tape. Set up some tape for us. Like, what's the best story? And don't tell the story, but set it up for us.
Well, I just think that you're going to, when you listen to Grant, he had this warmth in his voice. You can hear him speaking with Gary, and he was just happy to have this Canadian kid there sitting in his hotel room talking about what was happening with him. And Grant just talks openly from his heart and with warmth, and he was just happy to speak with him. You really walk away with a lot of the character of who Grant Green was. This guy was a survivor. I want to tell you something, Simon. He, you know, is very well known earlier in a certain part in his life. He had a drug problem. He overcame it. He became a survivor. He stayed sober for the remaining years of his life, and he dedicated himself to his art. Here he is talking to Gary Barclay, a kid in contrast, and you hear just the connection that he was making and so happy to share his experiences. I loved it, but when he starts talking about his new direction, this is really, man, I was just really touched. It was very revealing, and I hope the listeners will enjoy it too.
Well, Charlie Parker and Charlie Christian was my first influence. It was Solo Flight, which was fantastic. You know, it was clean, and that was my really major influence.
Well, he was the first, I guess, to use an electric guitar.
Yes, he was the first, and I heard him, and I haven't heard anything as quite as well. Up to this point now, what I'm playing now, you know, I'm playing 1975. Grant Green, and we're trying to bring it up to around 1980. So we're just trying to, what I'm saying, I'm leading from that period of me listening to Charlie Christian and me getting my style of music, which I set the styles for the guitar players, a lot of them, and between the, you got 1960s and the 70s, I would say that I was influential and caused a lot of people to listen and look around.
We're listening to newly discovered music by the legendary Grant Green, put out by Resonance Records, primarily by this man we're speaking to today, Zev Feldman. Grant Green Slick, you gotta put the explanation point on that. Live at Oil Can Harry's, Zev Feldman, the Indiana Jones of jazz, joins us here on the checkout. So for the jazz nerds and music lovers alike, tell us a little bit about Grant Green, the artist, after doing all of this research and compiling the comprehensive notes that are associated with these new recordings. How do we listen to this music?
Well, you know, first of all, just to have some background, he was a pioneer in jazz guitar. He came out of St. Louis. Originally, it was Lou Donaldson, the great alto saxophonist, that brought him to New York, introduced him to Alfred Lion, and he recorded many, many different albums for Blue Note. And I want to also say that, you know, he covered ground in so many different subgenres within jazz. Quartets with Sonny Clark, an organ trio with Larry Young and Elvin Jones. He made a Latin jazz record. You know, he played a gospel album, Sunday Morning. He played the blues. And he was this, as Bob Porter has said in his book, Soul Jazz, he was a chameleon. And in 1969, he goes on this different direction. These two albums, though, document this new direction that he was heading into, R&B and funk music. I mean, you're going to hear him covering music that you, come on, he's covering Stevie Wonder and the Ohio Players, and James Brown, I don't want nobody, open up the door, I'll get it myself. That was an album I remember listening to CD of JB2 back in the early 90s and really taken by James Brown. To hear Grant Green, though, put his spin and go in this different direction, you know, he was a really pioneering going in a different place, man. And you know what? Grant Green represents a lot of different things to a lot of different people, to the jazz heads, to the crate digger DJs, to guys like Kendrick Lamar and Wu-Tang Clan who have sampled his music. It is just amazing how he has transcended audiences. And at Resonance, we felt that we had a duty to celebrate this giant. And like all of our releases, we work with the families of the musicians. Grant Green's family was involved. The estate is on board. And we even had a chance to really spend a lot of time speaking with Greg Green, who is Grant's son. He also tours under the name Grant Green Jr., and he's an accomplished guitarist in his own right. And Simon, if it couldn't get any better than this, we are putting together an Explorations of Funk Grant Green Legacy Band, which is going to be touring with, might I add, Gregory Green on guitar. We've got Mike Clark. We've got Donald Harrison we're speaking to, and we're in the midst of putting this whole touring together right now. So stay tuned. There's going to be some activity here in New York. I can't tell you when it's going to be, but, you know, we are really celebrating the artists, and my hat's off to Grant Green for all he did. And, man, all these years later, he's been gone since 1979, but his music is living on. And thanks for having me today.
We'll take you out with the James Brown. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Zev Feldman, as always, thank you for interview bombing the checkout and sharing this new music and enlightening us all about Grant Green's life, but also sharing this amazing music. Thank you, man.
Thanks for having me, Simon.
Zev Feldman for joining us today on Record Store Day. Well, that's actually technically tomorrow on April 21st, but for our purposes, we're celebrating it today. And why don't you do a little service to this music and go out and buy some? Maybe it's a rare vinyl. It could even be an MP3 download. It doesn't matter. It's all about supporting the music that supports us and nourishes our soul. The Checkout is a podcast. And you can subscribe to it on iTunes and Stitcher, hosted at WBGO 88.3 FM in Newark. I'd like to give a special shout out to our production intern, Anthony Nieves. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.